Yo.
Yo.
What's cracking?
Not a lot, mate. Not a lot.
Other than skulls. Cracking skulls, taking names.
I will cough a lot tonight. I had tonsillitis, pharyngitis. I fell in a heap on the weekend again. I thought I was getting sick again.
Living the dream.
And my daughter's just come down with a fever tonight, so.
Probably best we get this one out of the way tonight then. Before.
Far out, right, man. What's happening in your end?
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Pretty exciting. Season's just around the corner. Was it under a month now?
30-odd days.
Man, I tell you what, it just feels like we had so much drama go down. Draft day or the trades, and then it was just a sea of nothing. Just the well dried up, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah." That's sort of like when NFL takes over for me. And so
I tell you what, I've been having withdrawals. I mean, it was great to get the Courtside Present show, the Hoops Dad Survival Guide out. A lot of good feedback on that show. A lot of fun to record.
I got asked today if we were recording soon.
Oh, did you?
Just so happens today. Back in the office and recording.
Back in the booth.
That's it. Have my own recording studio. Like
shut up.
I know we don't.
I know that. You know that. You're killing the dream, Vince. You're killing the dream.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, when I say my own studio, I mean, like, upgraded.
Yeah. So, look, everyone's getting really super excited. Obviously, the season's gearing up away, training camps, you know, underway now, and we've got media day coming up, which is going to be exciting, and then, of course, pre-season. I'm super excited, Vince, but I'm a little bit pissed.
What's that?
I've got a little bit of a rant, and I'm a little bit ticked off.
Dear.
I'm sorry. I know the season hasn't even started yet, and I'm already, like,
Not be something stupid, because I
actually think you might be a bit swayed on my side on this one.
I highly doubt it.
League pass.
Oh, no, they didn't. Okay. Wait. Let me guess. $300?
Hold it. Hold the phone. So let me just explain to, like, maybe there's a lot of listeners out there that don't do league pass. Look, if you are on an alternate channel or program or whatever, please, like, drop us a link on the Courtside page, because I'm really ticked off with league pass. So for me, like, once the season's up and going, like, really, I'm watching 8 to 9 games a week.
I'm telling you now, you know Cam Cripps, he's got an awesome service he uses, and well, it's a fraction of the price.
I tell you, I'm ticked off because I use it every year, and look, I'm quite happy to pay my money back to the NBA. I get so much out of it. Like, I get my money's worth out of league pass. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking, like, literally 8 to 9 games a week I'm watching, plus more, like, really, and then playoffs and draft and All-Star Weekend, all that rubbish.
So what they sting you for?
So they've upped the ante on it.
Of course they freaking have.
Basically, it's the same package as that I've been getting every single year, Vince. Mm. Every single year.
Mm.
This year, they're calling it NBA League Pass Premium. And the only real difference I can see on there is you get to choose between home and away announcers, whoop-de-la-de-la.
Whoop-de-la-de-la.
And Spanish League feed. So if I want to hear the NBA in Spanish, I now have the option under their NBA League Pass Premium package, which was basically League Pass Premium
That should be, seriously, you need to get on Twitter and just tweet Adam Silver and the NBA.
Right, so that's fine. That's fine and all. That's, like, great, but that's nothing new. Like, I was already getting...
No, it's not great, because that's more aimed at the American audience. Like,
yes.
Because,
you know, so get this. I'm now getting stung with $400.
Nah, don't do it. I've got a better offer for you. Don't do it.
Like, is that outrageous or what?
Oh, it is outrageous. In 2 years, it's going to be, what, $600?
Dude, it just screams to me... money hungry, like, they just signed their massive TV deal. Why do they need to up the league pass premium? Like, I know people in the media who are covering the games live at the venues who won't be paying that. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's crap. I've got a way cheaper option for you, and Cam uses it, and it's a great service, and you can get all the docos and stuff. So
to all the Courtside listeners out there, look, drop me a link on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. Let not only myself, but, you know, other NBA fans out there who are watching League Pass, tell us what systems you guys run it on, because, man, $400, that is steep.
That's ridiculous.
League Pass should be Steep Pass. Jesus.
Yeah. That's crazy. I can't believe it. I thought they might up it to 300, but 400. So 5 years, it could be paying, what, $800?
Dude, I'm serious. Like, and basically, you've basically got four different options now. So I usually get the top one. So the top one now is classified as their premium, which adds those features. The next one down is League Pass, which is every game I want, but I don't get NBA TV, I don't get the Video Vault, I don't get their Spanish League feed, and I don't get to choose between announcers, and that's still $330.
Yeah, that's too steep still.
Oh, I'm like, dude, that is a rort.
What are they paying in the US, I wonder?
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine anyone in the US paying that price?
No.
Get the hell out of here.
I reckon they'll pay about $150, I reckon.
Seriously, I reckon that their numbers are going to drop drastically.
Well, where do they will?
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous.
But we overpay for everything here. It's just the way it is here. We get reamed on phones, on stuff like that, on pay TV, on petrol, on everything.
Look, I think when you break it down, it's nearly, 82 game season, $400, so it's nearly $5 a game. But that's assuming that everyone who gets it is watching a whole 82 game season.
I couldn't give a start. Like, $5 a, no, it, $400 is too much.
It's ridiculous, right? I'm so mad about it. I'm like, thanks for, you know, I've been like loyal customer to those guys, and now they go and shaft me like that. It's like, come on.
It's like Foxtel, mate. Been with them over 10 years. They look after all their new customers, but the existing ones get nothing.
Wow, $400. Jesus. look, on a happier note, I haven't played the game myself yet, but initial thoughts on NBA 2K16, Vince?
It is pretty bloody mint.
Yeah?
Yeah. The only complaint I've got, the face scanning isn't as good as last year.
I saw Philip Brown's creative player. He looked like one of the Backstreet Boys. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, he doesn't have the camera, so I don't think he scanned his face. So
it's a Backstreet Boy default.
Yeah, so, I've done it. Honestly, it was not as good as last year, and subbing on the fly is really annoying. They've changed that up a bit, but yeah, right. I'm starting to get used to it. But yeah, it's pretty mint.
How the controls handle up to last year's? Did they change anything up that way? Or
yeah, they did change up the dribble controls and post up control and flashy pass, lob pass, you know, your bounce pass, post pass in the post, all that sort of stuff.
Nice.
The game looks better, plays better. The AI defensively is way better. Play the pick and roll really well. They defend it really well. It's a bit harder to defend.
All right, I've got to ask. I'm a big my career player on 2K. Have you played much of that? How is that? How's the story mode?
It's awesome. You start off in high school. You play three high school games. That's including the championship game. Then you go to college. You pick a college. You get recruited by all the like four coaches.
Whoa!
And
is it basically He Got Game, the video game?
I don't know. I've never seen He Got Game.
You've never seen He Got Game?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
With Denzel Washington, Ray Allen, you've never seen it?
No, I haven't.
By choice?
I've never seen it like on DVD anywhere, or it's never been on Foxtel or anything.
What? I can't believe this. What are you talking about?
I've seen The Air Up There.
That's totally...
That's a good movie.
Different. First I think left, then you think I'm going to...
And Eddie, and I've got Coach Carter, and I've got...
Who are you?
I've got...
How have you not seen that movie?
That doco they did years ago.
I can't believe I'm only just finding this... 241 shows in, Vince, and I finally find out you haven't watched He Got Game.
Oh, Jesus, mate. It's not like it was massive out here.
Go stand in the corner.
Shut up now. I'll tell you more about my career. So, yeah, you get recruited. You pick which college. I picked Michigan.
Yeah.
Nice. Took him to the title.
Oh, you win it?
Won it. Got drafted to Utah at pick 12.
Hey, that's a bit rough. Playing
bumfuck Utah. So I'm not happy about that, but...
demand a trade.
As soon as I can, I'm going to the Lakers.
Oh, wow. But
yeah, it's really good. So, and they've revamped the my park courts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I play on the ballers courts all the time. So that's like in front of like an aquarium now.
Nice.
And a hotel with like a bloody pool all around it. And you've got people floating past you while you're playing. And there's like big screens put up and shows you which people are on fire and who's winning and all that sort of stuff. So,
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's really good. I bought the Jordan edition because you get like 30,000 virtual currency points.
Nice.
Yeah, my guy's a pretty good shooter already. You get some swag, some Jordans and Pippen jersey and all that sort of shit.
So swag.
Yeah, no, it's good. I haven't played yet. I was waiting for Cam Cripps to get home from work so I could jump on the park with him, but he didn't jump on. So.
Well, you know what? We'll give it a few more weeks, let people make their purchases and get a bit of practice up their sleeve, and I think we'll have a courtside tournament. Whether if I'm on there or not, I think I'll get you to run it. But I'll get together some prize packs and we'll have a little tournament and get together online.
Open your wallet, let the moths fly out, and buy some freaking PlayStation Plus, and you can.
I will. I plan to get my act together.
I know you're running scared,
mate. Come on now.
Well, you haven't beat me yet. You didn't beat me on 2K15. I know you're running scared. I want to whoop your ass.
That's 2K15, Vince.
Yeah,
you know, I was waiting for 16 to come out. See.
I've already smashed Dan May a couple of times. the legendary teams are awesome. Like, you know, I know the Raptors team from 99, 2000 isn't legendary, but geez, it was fun to use.
Oh, good segue. Speaking of Raptors, let's jump from 2K16 because I'm sure we've got plenty of talk about that coming up on some later shows. Some interesting going-ons in Toronto.
Yes, I like it.
They're looking a bit dangerous. I mean, we've seen the Lowry weight loss.
You can give this bloke some tips.
Mate, I'm hoping for his sake that his body actually responds to it a bit better. Like, you know, he stays a bit more injury-free next season.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly that. Hopefully, time will tell, but I hope...
Even when he was in Memphis, Vince, he's always been that bigger guard, you know?
Yeah, he's always been a solid unit. Mm. But now he's got another solid unit with him.
Well, I was going to say, recently waived Anthony Bennett from the Timberwolves, signs a deal with the Raptors.
I like it because he gets to go home. And I think he's in pretty good nick. I've heard he's in good nick.
He's in good shape, man. I was actually a little bit disappointed when I heard about it just because I was like, he looks like he's put the work in again this summer and dropped a lot of weight. And I was actually just interested to see what he could do on the court with that Timberwolves unit. But you know what? Maybe just not meant to be.
This seems a nice fit for me. I think the kid can play. I said to Cam Cripps the other day, I said, I think he can be a 15-7 guy.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
And he's like, no, I don't think so. Oh, I honestly see it. He can shoot the J. He can score inside. He's got a little bit of love for the three, which is okay. But I've got faith in him still. I don't want to see him turn into another Michael Beasley, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, they does feel like a little bit of a logjam in Toronto. I mean, they bring in Scholar, Bismack Biyombo. You know, Patrick Patterson's still there. James Johnson, you know, plays a little bit at four sometimes when they're going a bit smaller. But I kind of like it because I kind of feel like if it pans out, it could be a really good replacement for Amir Johnson.
Yeah, and I think he's...
he's a bit younger as well, so I kind of feel like he fits the team identity a bit more.
I get the Scola signing. I think I wouldn't be playing him more than Bennett. If you're going to sign Bennett, let's see what you got.
I mean, Scola knows where he's at as well. I mean, he played great in the Worlds, though, but it's just that thing with Scola. You know, he's a good safety net.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, he's 35, and as Clint Eastwood said, a man's got to know his limitations, and I think he knows his limitations at 35.
Yeah.
He'll be that solid veteran, but I just want him to play Bennett, get minutes, let's see what we've got. You know, he's home, he's going to feel comfortable.
And let's face it, he's had the pressure off him down in Minnesota. I mean, I didn't feel like his time spent in Minnesota. I mean, look, everyone would want more court time, but I don't think his time in Minnesota was a bad one.
Look.
I think it actually got him out of the spotlight a bit more. You know, he put the hard work in while he was there.
Flip's telling him, you know, don't shoot threes and don't do this, don't do that. Just let the kid play. Like, you've got a young list. You've got a young roster. Let him play. You can't rein him in all the time. Let him have some freedom. Well, that's how I would coach, but on a young group anyway. I think Joey was a bit... I know he was a fan of Anthony Bennett. I think he would have liked to have kept him, but I'm pulling for this kid.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'm not pulling for.
Yes, Cantor.
Oi! Already. Back there already. That didn't take long. The alternate uniform for the OKC Thunder.
Yeah, they don't really do well with jerseys, do they?
The orange. Really? Really, yeah, guys? Really? The orange, really? Didn't we see this in Golden State already?
It's Jaffa-esque, mate.
It's horrible. I'm glad it's an alternate. Like, come on now. Come on, kids.
Don't do well with jerseys. Their jerseys suck.
I didn't mind the throwback Royals one. I thought that was kind of cool.
Kidding, aren't you?
But even then, it's a throwback and, like, it's cheating. You're just taking an old design. Like,
yeah, no, their jerseys suck. not as much as the Rockets Clutch City one.
Oh.
I mean, what is this? Is this a cartoon or what? For fuck's sake, Clutch City.
I thought it was for the mascot, and I thought, oh, that's all right. But then, yeah, I read on.
This is ridiculous. It's professional league, Clutch City. Ugh.
Maybe we'll do a jersey review when the season starts.
Tell you what are they going to have? Lakers jersey Tinseltown on it? I mean, what the hell?
Goodness. Look, show? I've got to jump to something. I've been dying to ask you this all week. Lakers.
Yeah, don't start on Lakers, mate. I'm excited about this season. I already had a bit of a blue today with my Mexican friend, Chancho. He's a flog, anyway.
Explain to me the Meta World Peace deal. Back in LA, one-year deal, non-guaranteed.
Okay, you dick, I will.
he thinks he's still one of the best small forwards in the league.
You realise he's crazy.
He's batshit crazy.
He's crazy, but that's what we love him. He's a championship winner at Lakers, and he's always welcome. But anyway, the reason we signed him, he's pushing Randall big time in practice. He and KB both. And I've never thought I would say this about Metal World Peace, but he's going to be good in the locker room. And Russell,
I'm sorry. Did I wake up in backwards world?
Shut up, you flog. He's going to teach these kids not to take any crap age, and that's what we need. Don't worry about analytics and all these numbers and plus minus. Gives me the shits. That's one good thing about Byron Scott. Trust his eye.
Jesus.
No, it's a decent signing. He's not going to play 30 minutes and start. Don't worry about that. He's going to play 10 minutes.
You better not. I swear, you better not.
Of course he won't.
He hasn't got the knees for it now anyway.
No. He's there for just teaching purposes only.
Another little side sort of signing, if you will, for LA was the... I thought it was interesting they bring in James Worthy. He's going to be working with all the bigs in LA.
Which is awesome. Awesome stuff. And one thing I like about exactly what he thinks.
The thing with James Worthy, I thought it was interesting because I was just thinking about it because Worthy really, when he was playing the forward position, was kind of ahead of his time. As in, he wasn't like a back-to-the-basket power forward that we really saw in the 80s and early 90s. Like, he was a runner up and down the floor. And that's kind of the breed of the new forwards in the league today. So I kind of thought, that's actually not a bad little... I mean, they're going to get...
He had a very good post-up game as well.
He did, but, I mean, he wasn't a banger.
No, absolutely not. But I don't think Randall's...
But I kind of like that idea because of his style of play and... Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
That should do wonders for Randall.
Man, we've both got so much invested in Randall this season.
mate, he looks... I saw a picture of him and Jordan Clarkson. They were running like with his personal trainer. I don't know what the sand dunes or something, like massive sand hills.
Yeah.
With their shirts off and they posed for the camera. And, mate, they are freaking built.
Yeah, right.
Like, Randall's big. Looks like he could hurt someone this year.
Yeah, look, it's going to be... Oh, just season's so close. Can taste it. So close.
I tell you what, I can't get a rebound with him in 2K. He does not get rebounds. So can't get a shot with Kobe either. Oh, it sucks.
Everything comes back to, well, the Kobe rating. Should we talk about the Kobe rating in 2K?
85. That's all right.
Think it's fair?
Yeah, I think so. If he has a good run, they'll up it to like 88 or something.
I thought it'd be hitting 90.
Nah, sitting on 90. Days are over.
Okay. Sorry, Kobe. Sorry, Mamba.
No, D'Angelo looks good. I love D'Angelo.
I know we've touched on this topic last few shows, but I just find it mind-boggling that Tristan Thompson is still unsigned. It's reported today that he's, you know, basically going to miss media day for Cleveland. He's still not signed, Vince.
He's got to the first to sign the deal.
You reckon it's going to be? You reckon it's going to be the last minute deal?
I think he'll sign 3 years. Why wouldn't you? You get to play with LeBron, Kyrie, chance for a title, and Kevin Love. There's a chance for a title there.
You think it's just agents playing games?
Maybe it's Tristan Thompson. Maybe the agent's saying, for all we know, the agent is saying, listen, it's $53 million. I think it's over 3 years, isn't it? Take it. And he's like, oh, no, man, I want max. It's like, well, Jesus, man, it's $53 million.
Yeah.
And chance for a title. I mean, they'll miss him if he goes. They will miss him.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think he'll sign.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought after the finals, I thought, yeah, I'll snap him up real quick. You know, LeBron came out, vouched for him, and still stalemate. Yeah.
If LeBron's smart, I would be making contact with him, saying, come on, brother, we need you.
Yeah.
We can't do it without you. You know, stroke the ego a bit. But I think he will sign.
It's going to be interesting. Interesting
otherwise,
what happens.
Otherwise, happy to have him back up Randall.
You could always go to Indiana, because I hear Paul George is not too happy about having to play the power forward position.
Yeah, I read that again. That's not going to go well if he's not happy.
Right? I'm just like, and he's come off the injuries coming. Like, you want him to bang more?
Yeah, I'm not sure why you'd put him a power forward. It seems like a Larry Bird push, doesn't it?
It just feels, yeah, it does. I mean, it's just that whole. I just get the feeling that maybe it will be okay because maybe it's not going to be play the power forward position, you know, in the terms that we think. You know, I think it's maybe going to be a little bit more. They're going to play a lot smaller. Hibbert there now, so they're just going to get out and run.
They're probably looking at the Golden State Warriors model, you know, similar model.
I kind of feel like they're maybe this is where I look at Indiana, okay? Look, with the team that had, you know, Hibbert included in that bunch, like, they kind of hit their peak. They did everything they needed to do, reestablished them as a hard brand basketball, you know, contended with the best in the East. Injuries happen. Roy Hibbert happened. They've gone, you know what, we hit our peak. There's no point trying to relive that because we're a different team now. Let's reinvent ourselves, reinvent the way we play. Still got a lot of the core pieces here, but let's go the way of the small ball.
Yeah, I see the plan because they've got a lot of weapons. Mm-hmm. And I think if he's not happy doing it, there's a small risk that, you know, if they're winning, it won't be an issue. But if they start losing and they're not, you know, they're like 500 or below, there's a small risk he'll turn around and just go, you know what, I'm not really happy.
Yeah.
And that's when the, you know, the poo hits the fan. And
he goes home, lies in bed of his $100 note. Oh, sorry, did I sounded bitter then, didn't I?
Well, you just don't want to risk him getting so unhappy that he goes, you know what, I need a change.
He wants to win MVP.
Got no problem with that.
Think Paul George is capable of winning MVP?
Absolutely. He's pretty fucking good.
I'd probably still pick him on one leg as well.
I don't like the 13, though, number 13.
PG-13?
Yeah, what's the go with that? What's wrong with 24?
PG-13 is the whole play on the...
No.
It's marketing, Vince. It's smart marketing, all right?
No, it's not. It's shit. No.
So stuck in your ways.
It just doesn't suit him. I think I'm just too used to 24.
Yeah, I think he'll come around.
No, I won't. Anyway.
I just got to say, a big shout-out and thank you to all the courtside fans out there. I mean, the page likes for us on Facebook have just kept climbing over the break. And, you know, just want to say a big shout-out and thank you to all the long-time listeners. Of course, a big congratulations out to Brenton and Jess. Had their wedding not so long ago.
Yeah, it was a bloody good night, bloody good day. Me and my friend Pepito was in the wedding party, and we had a fair few. frothies and ciders, and it was a really fun day. It was a good day.
That's awesome, man. I wish I could have been there. I really do.
You weren't missed.
No, I know that. I'm blue, so I don't turn out well in photos. I don't know.
You were scared. Yeah. To people.
That's true. Amazing. Also wanted to give a bit of a shout-out to Luke Will, just for keeping me laughing on the courtside page through the break. We're back now, back recording, guys, so back in full effect. And, of course, Philip Brown holding down the fantasy league for us. Man.
Yeah, he wants you to do an announcement.
Oh, does he?
I'm not sure if he still needs them, but needs three people.
Okay,
finalise the league. So guys, just,
I'm sure there's a link on the Facebook page there. Sorry.
Yeah, just hit him up. Just hit him up. In your private message him or something, he'll give you the deets.
How many are they doing this year? How many is in the? I think they did like 20 the first year we.
Yeah, not sure. I just don't know. I like fantasy basketball. I just don't have time.
I wanted to do it again this year, but I'm just like, I know I'll just get swamped, and there's nothing worse than playing fantasy league and having those guys just miss weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And I know I'd be that guy, so I'm kind of like, everyone keeps hitting me up, like, join us. And I'm like, I would love to. And, like, I know I don't have the time.
Yeah, I don't know if Benson's in it, but...
Benson's gallivanting across the world. He doesn't have time for that.
He's a flog.
love you, Stewie.
See him on the block. He loves getting his head in everywhere, doesn't he?
But, look, a big thank you once again to all the Courtside fans. Yes, we're back at it, back in the mix of things. It's going to be a great NBA season. Again, $400 for League Pass. Come on, guys, hit me up. Drop me a link on the Facebook page, all caps Courtside. And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside madness at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside podcast. Swing down, guys. Download. It's free every week. We're available on iTunes and Podomatic, of course, on the Facebook page, all caps Courtside. I'm on Instagram at CRTSDE and on Twitter as well, guys. So swing down.
Before you sign off, can you stop posting on Twitter what movies, your kids' movie you're watching on YouTube?
What do you mean?
It comes up. You think your son's watching YouTube on your PlayStation 4 and it comes up. I just watched
Does it?
Wiggles on YouTube. Or,
I had no idea. How long's this been going on for?
Oh, ages.
Really? Here it comes. Holy crap. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out. Whoa.